Business and Your Money on The Standard. I'm David Brown. Hydraulic fracturing, you've heard of it, right? Fracking. It's generated a lot of wealth in Texas, but the road to prosperity has more than its share of potholes. And by potholes, I mean literal potholes. Texas Standard's Laura Rice says a new report attempts to tally up the toll on Texas roads.
The report estimates oil and gas operations in Texas could cause as much as $2 billion in road damage a year. That's according to the Academy of Medicine, Engineering, and Science of Texas, or TAMEST. It's an interdisciplinary scientific organization that includes the state's 9 Nobel laureates. Around half of the nation's drilling activities happens right here in Texas. That means a lot of truck traffic for things like the delivery and disposal of water involved in the fracking process. John Barton used to work for the Texas Department of Transportation and was part of the TAMEST research team. He says many of the state's roads can't handle all the stress caused by heavy trucks.
These facilities were never designed or built or maintained with the thought that this type of truck volume would ever exist on these roadways. So these roads were built for much lower volumes of traffic and much lighter vehicles to be on them. And so as this development occurred and they saw these significant increases in heavy truckloads, the infrastructure for roadways that were in these areas just weren't really robust enough to support that traffic on a continual basis.
The results? Pavement failures and deterioration. Barton says this is especially true in rural areas of Texas that were part of what we call the fracking boom.
We saw significant volumes of traffic increases in these areas. So a lot of these communities were where you would experience a few vehicles per day and certainly just one or two trucks per day. And all of a sudden, they may be carrying 1,000 to 2,000 trucks per day as they help develop and work these wells.
So what's the solution? TAMEST says, for one, if we could better predict new booms in the oil and gas industry, we could better prepare infrastructure, making roads stronger and wider. The group also recommends the state seek ways to transport more via rail, pipeline, and waterways. I'm Laura Rice for the Texas Standard.